Well, on this TGIF, warmer temperatures return after that sharply colder day yesterday. We gave you the first alert about it, 25 degrees colder late in the afternoon than it was on a Wednesday. Today, we'll be back into the 70s this afternoon. There'll be some humidity thrown in, and along with that, some showers will be developing as the warmer, more humid air pushes northward up against that cool air that got established yesterday. So have an umbrella handy today. Won't be raining all the time, but there'll be some showers and perhaps even a thunderstorm in a few spots, especially this afternoon, and those thunderstorms could produce brief heavy downpours. Otherwise, temperatures managing to get into the 70s, dropping into the upper 50s tonight with a few showers, and it continues to look like a Saturday with at least scattered showers across the area from time to time. Again, there'll be plenty of hours through the day that are dry, but you're going to need that umbrella nearby. Late morning into the middle of the afternoon would appear to be the most favorable time as it stands right now for some showers. Temperatures still manage to get into the 70s. We'll have that humidity. So for the Gate River Run tomorrow morning, go Rich, go. But we're looking at a cloudy sky, rather warm and humid, a little bit either way of about 60 degrees, warming well into the 60s during the morning, if not to 70 already by late morning. And there will be that chance for a shower or two. The most widespread showers are more likely later in the morning. So, Rich, you got to motor it early on so that you get done and beat that rainfall. But good luck and job well done. By Sunday, it looks like the shower activity is mostly out of here. There could still be a brief sprinkle, but Sunday looks to be the drier day of the weekend, and temperatures still make it into the 70s, rather warm and humid. And that's how we'll start out the new work week on Monday and Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm, humid, high temperatures well into the 70s, likely flirting with 80 degrees by Tuesday. That will be ahead of the next storm system and more significant cold front middle of next week. Looks like it brings some rainfall about Wednesday. But right now, it does look drier overall Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with maybe just an isolated shower. And then we get the rain, of course, today on and off and tomorrow as well. Rainfall amounts today and tomorrow combined look to average a quarter to a half inch, but there may be a few spots with as much as an inch of rain, especially if you get underneath one of those thunderstorms. And we turn the calendars today to March 1st. Oh my, how time flies, right? March usually comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, is the old saying. Well, I wouldn't call it a lion today, but there will be some rain around. The average high temperature today, 72. The average low, 48. By the end of the month, the average high is up to 77 with an average low of 53. We average 3.3 inches of rain during the typical March, and of course, we hope we continue the trend of wetter weather like we've had much of this winter, so that as we get into the wildfire season, which can happen this early in the season, but especially by the time we get to April and May, that hopefully we've got wetter ground. So let's see how the El Nino continues to behave over the equatorial Pacific, which has met a wet winter, and how long it might linger into the spring. Seems as though we stay relatively active and therefore somewhat wet, at least for the next couple of weeks. Probably the most telling statistic, if you will, for March is the daylight. We gain nearly an hour's worth of daylight over the next 4 weeks, 55 minutes. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sets this evening at 6:26. That's, of course, Eastern Standard Time. By the end of the month, sunrise is at 7:16 a.m., sunset at 7:45 p.m. That's Eastern Daylight Time, gaining that nearly 1 hour of daylight. We do spring forward, not this Sunday, but 1 week from this Sunday. That would be on the 10th of March. 1 week from this Sunday, we spring forward 1 hour. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.